Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
Well, it may be time to start out the new year. Back to work, back to school, just back to the grind. But that doesn't mean we can't still just chill and get real. That's why Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio is purloining a gem from the Magic Tavern Patreon to set your mind free. Don't be a square who only gets this solid gold when old Bootleg Craig comes a-calling. Take a trip to patreon.com/magictavern right now and join. More on that after the show. Right now, enjoy this Fooniverse episode, Stargazing with Arnie Chunt and Usador.
All right, let me open this jar.
Patreon.
Thank you, Dingle Thigh, the little Usador golem that I keep in a jar that opens our Patreon episodes. Stop biting my thumb. Stop.
Patreon.
Okay, you got the jar on. Sorry, guys. I was a little stressful. I know we're trying to have just a chill night out on this hillside.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's well-deserved to just kind of relax, enjoy nature. Maybe take just a tiny touch of Morglorb and
sure,
just kind of stare at the night sky.
Yeah, we deserve to just let our concerns behind and just hang out and relax. And also at the same time make a little content, but that's okay.
Yes, and that's fine. Not all content has to be hee-hee, tee-hoo, hoo-ha-ha.
Yeah. This also doesn't have to be the hard-hitting journalism it usually is. I probably won't ask any follow-up questions.
Sometimes content can just be like, mm-hmm, okay, nice.
Yeah, or it's just like, okay, yeah, that, oh, I forgot I left that on, but I'm glad it was playing.
You fools got any money?
What?
Well, you said you wanted some more glow-up, so... Got any gold?
Let's see here. Here you go.
Okay.
Can that pay for mine as well?
Chunt, what do you think?
I'd say no.
Okay. Arnie, do you have some gold?
I don't.
All right, you're going to owe me.
Okay, fair. Put it on my tab.
Sure. Okay, and cheers.
How do we... I hate to admit I'm a total noob. I know you think I'm really cool and with it, and I do all kinds of cool things all the time, but I gotta let you in on the true story. I'm not that experienced with Morglow. I don't know how to take it.
We just called it Morglow, so...
Wait, what is it called?
Morglorb.
Fucking the drug Morglorb? I thought we were doing Morglow.
No.
Let's just have a rainbow bowl. Arnie's not ready.
Oh, I can just conjure up some rainbow bowls if you prefer.
Let's just do some rainbow bowls.
They'll send out mine through time.
Oh, but I do... Rather not go through time right now. Kind of just want to enjoy this moment, like live in the moment. That's the whole point of tonight. Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting worked up.
Maybe should we just do red potion?
No, Arnie.
Just a thought. Is there like a chiller drug? Like what's like the chill drug? Morglorb is a little hardcore, right?
I mean, you could do Minglorb, I suppose. Do you want to do Minglorb?
Is Minglorb kind of like Lesglorb?
Yeah, it's sort of like... you know, instead of being mayonnaise-based, it's more of a like a spicy mustard that fucks you up.
Stone ground.
Sounds worse.
We could do less glorb. Or we could do max glorb. We could do a chill pill. What else? We could do
How do you take a chill pill?
Right up your ass.
That's what I thought. That's why I asked. That was my guess.
What else?
Just do a little more glob. It'll be fine. Yeah,
okay, fine.
Yeah, just take a spoonful, Put it on your tongue and let it just kind of slide down your throat.
Okay.
Oh, no, Arnie, not the spoon. Not the spoon.
Nope, not the spoon, yeah. I'll get a spoonful for myself.
Okay. I'll take a spoonful as well. Did you get yours? Let me go ahead. Oh, yeah.
We'll just hang out and...
Let's just lay down in the grass here. Let's just lay on our backs and stare up at the sky.
Yeah.
And just, maybe just, like, think about the big questions. Like, I feel like... Like, Arnie, I don't even know, like, what you think the meaning of life is. Let's start small. Arnie, what's the meaning of life?
Yeah, Arnie, what's the meaning of life?
I mean, I guess to just sort of find good friends and spend time with them and... try to make the world a better place. Ideally via some form of validation, like doing it in some way that you can get external validation while doing it. I think that's the meaning of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I don't know what... I don't know. I mean, you two might have completely different ideas of what the meaning of life is.
I mean, I believe the meaning of life is to get the highest score. Does that make sense? So what I've done is I've... Yeah. I have this little notebook. It's dumb, I know. I have this little notebook. And I sort of assign a number, sort of a numeric value for every single thing I do. One, that helps me get stuff done that I don't want to do because I'll earn points. And then two, I just kind of, you know, try and keep track of everyone else in Foon. You know, I've set up little birds and bugs and insects, you know, that keep tally on what everyone else's score is, and I just try and beat that score.
You've been trying to keep score of everything everyone in Foon does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it sounds consuming.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you ever think about how birds and bugs and insects are really all kind of the same thing?
Explain.
Birds, they fly around.
Okay.
Bugs, they fly around.
Uh-huh.
Insects, definitely a lot like bugs.
Let me say, I feel like two-thirds of that I can agree to.
Which two-thirds?
Yeah, bugs and insects are pretty much the same thing.
How I mean, are birds I will any different?
Say they
are
the
birds
same thing.
Any different?
Feathers?
Oh, feathers.
Bugs could have feathers.
What bugs have feathers?
Rich ones?
I have seen some bugs wearing a bird coat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're all kind of the same. They fly around. They give Chunt the scores. And then,
Usador, you are falling into the ground. How is this possible?
Sorry, you know, Morglorb hits me pretty hard. As a wizard who's already connected to the very fabric of the universe, you know, taking this sort of mind-altering...
drug?
So you're saying you're a lightweight.
A bunch of sort of plants are growing out of Usador. I think he's really connected with nature.
He might be dead.
Uh-oh.
He might be dead.
Usador?
I've connected to the green.
Connected to the green?
I've connected to the green of the grass, the ground.
Oh, I thought he meant like him and Spintax were talking again.
All the forest moss and the fungi are all connected.
Ugh. Great.
And they're speaking now through me.
Oh,
Arnie, what questions have you always wanted to ask a mushroom?
Ooh, I don't know. I thought we were going to relax, and now we got to caretake Usador while he goes full swamp thing.
Alan Morglorb Swamp Thing.
Exactly.
Do you know Alan Morglorb?
I've heard a little bit about Alan Morglorb.
He's the guy that makes all the Morglorb.
Yeah, but he's fucking cranky as shit, right?
Crazy.
He's cranky, yes. To ask a clover a question, Chunt. What did you always want to know from a clover?
Oh, yes. Who or what decides which clovers are lucky?
That would be the Clover Council.
Oh. Hmm.
There's a representative from each leaf species. One, two,
3, 4, and the rarest of all, 5.
5?
Every 15 years, they get together, and they decide which clover is the luckiest. Huh. Right now, it's 3, one of the more common clovers. So, have a blast!
Thanks. Thanks, Green.
How do they let people know when they've changed?
I don't. There's so much bureaucracy involved. I thought it would be like something magical, but it was just a lot of red tape.
They contact the birds and the bugs and the insects.
Okay, this is not the Green talking. This is Usidor. This is just Usidor.
Usidor,
did you ever think about how the birds and the bugs and the insects are all kind of the same?
They're not. Though. I mean, two of those are the same.
Insects and bugs are kissing cousins, if anything. Mm-hmm. But listen, if you say that birds and bugs and insects are all the same because they fly, then surely you're saying that every single, or not every single, most mammals, plus humans, plus ogres, plus monsters, plus giants, etc., they're all the same because they walk on Foon.
Whoa!
No, I was trying to make it.
Oh, no. What the fuck is up with Usidor? I thought he was a total glorb head. And he takes, like, just a little bit. He takes, like, a little drop on his spoon. And he's fucking freaking out. I feel fine. Actually, I'm not chill. I am not relaxed.
Arnie, what, do you need to sit up or do you need some water? What's going on?
I don't know. I think I'm just getting annoyed by Usidor. Or the Green.
Thank
you. Let me put on some music and maybe that'll help our experience here. Let me, what birds are over? Oh, let me call these, hey, oh shit, there's starlings.
Hey, starlings.
Could you produce like a soothing sound? Either with your bird chests, or like instruments or something. Just put this like a nice soothing. Oh, perfect. That's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Bird song. I see.
Oh, whoa, look at that. Whoa, double comet.
Wow.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Bird song. I see.
Oh, whoa, look at that. Whoa, double comet.
Wow. You're seeing that too?
Yeah.
So that's not the drugs?
No, it's a double comet. Well, it could be the drugs. Maybe we're having a shared trip.
Whoa, quadruple comet.
Arnie, what do you think happens after we die?
Us specifically?
Yeah, us three. What's going to happen after we die specifically?
I mean,
how will the three of us die?
I would have to imagine some ancillary characters would keep the podcast going after the three of us die. Like, I mean, Flower's a good bet. Maybe Momo. I could definitely see, like, one of the villains taking over the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I know. What do you think happens when we die?
I think Usidor probably disintegrates back into, like, whatever magical dust he came from.
Mm-hmm.
Like that gets reabsorbed into the earth, maybe?
Sure.
I think I will probably be covered in ants for a few weeks.
Yeah. That's not that different than usual.
Do you think your body would be at the side of a road covered in ants? Where would this be happening?
Ooh, now I like this. I mean, I hope it's not by the side of the road, because that means maybe I was traveling somewhere, or, like, I got stranded, or, you know, lost. So I hope it's, like, in, like, a labyrinth, or a bog, swamp,
okay,
something like that.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. Arnie, where do you think you'll decompose?
In the tavern. Like, literally, and, like, probably at the table. That's my best guess.
Arnie, can I tell you what I hope for you?
Yeah, of course.
I hope that one day, sincerely, I'm just getting emotional. I hope one day that you sit at the table for so long that you and the table become one. And that one day, Usidor and I come down to record the podcast, and you're not there, but you are there, because, Arnie, you're the table.
You're the table now.
You're the table now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I was the Green a minute ago.
Mm.
Won't that be wonderful when I'm
the
Green and you're the table?
I kind of into it until you compared it to the Green.
No, Arnie, but think it through. You're the table, I'm the Green, Chunt's in the middle of a desert, covered with ants. and buzzards fly around him waiting to pick the meat off his carcass.
I mean, I guess that's the worst of the three. That reminds me, remember that time when we found Chunt by the side of the road covered in uncles? Not his uncles, to be clear.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, fair.
Still a lot of lawsuits pending.
All right, finally, I've said the too weird thing in this episode.
Too weird thing. Wow, that's a
too weird thing. Too weird, weird thing.
Too weird thing.
I am feeling a little bit of a, like, it's fun to talk.
Yeah.
I am starting to talk like Chunt.
I am starting to talk like Artie talks when he talks about Earth stuff.
Chunt, are you always on drugs? I'm just realizing it. Because you're frequently like, Beverly D'Angelo.
Beverly D'Angelo. Arnie said that she is in a situationship with Alfred Pertino. Alfred Pertino. Hoo-ha. Arnie says that his famous line is hoo-ha, which is a noise, not a line.
Hoo-ha. I should adopt that for myself. Hoo-ha.
Oh, that's pretty good. And Arnie, to answer your question, I'm absolutely always on drugs, but almost exclusively microdoses.
Oh. So, does that mean like a very small dose of the drug?
Yeah, I take 100 to 200 microdoses.
And how much is a regular dose? Hello?
Doo-doo-doo. I'm sorry, but the chunt you're trying to talk to right now is not around.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, you broke
it. If you'd like, leave a message.
He's become part of the green.
We'll have to deal with this. I was going to talk about how I do micro-dosey-dose, which is a little tiny square dance, but that's okay. Okay, Chunt, how do we get back in touch with you?
If you'd like to leave a message, please do so after the fart.
Arnie, leave a message after the fart.
Where do I leave the message? Like,
just talk at the fart.
Just talk at the fart?
Yes.
I don't want to get that close to the fart.
Talk to the fart.
Okay. Well, when I hear it.
There it was.
Hey, John, I hope you're doing okay. If you're too gone on Morgulor, send us a sign that's not involved farting.
Oh. Oh, could that be a t-shirt?
What?
I was pondering if Talk to the Fart would be a good t-shirt.
Could be. Couldn't be worse than what we've already done.
No. What? I'm sorry, what did you ask me?
What do you think is the meaning of life? I know this is a chunt question, and he'll be really bummed that he didn't hear your answer. But still.
I'll talk to the fart.
Ugh.
Chunt,
Oh, sorry. I don't know what happened there.
I think you were on hold.
Oh, seems like I have a message. Let me... Oh!
Listening to his own butthole.
Arnie, you left a message? Yeah. Okay. Oh. Very cool.
You're also on hold for a role in a play.
Oh.
Me?
Yeah, I decided just a few seconds ago that I'm casting a play and I'd like you to play the lead.
But you're on hold. But what does it mean that he's on hold for the role?
What's on hold? We're going to check his availability, get back to him, see if the contracts work out.
I see.
When does the play mount?
Probably sometime during this episode.
Mm.
Oh, God, I hope I'm not up for a role.
Hey, Arnie.
It's a two-man show.
Fuck. Hey, Arnie.
Yeah.
Man, I love you so much. And
I love you, buddy.
I'm feeling so good and just relaxed right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're supposed to record this episode, but an opportunity just kind of came up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I mean, you and Yusur got this episode, right? Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I do a play?
You're going to go, I mean, if you need to. I mean, we prefer it when you're here, but also we've got to leave space for each of us to have other interests.
We have to leave space? Oh my God, this is...
Wow.
I don't leave space?
Arnie, you're also on hold for a role in this play. The name of the play is Usador's Meaning of Life.
Hmm. Okay.
It's two competing monologues. And when I say competing, I mean it.
I'm not sure I'm available.
Well, you're not available.
Arnie, this is...
Chunt, are you available?
I talked to my boss, and he said yes, if I have to. And I don't have to, but I want to, so I'm going to. Arnie, this is so huge that you're up for it. You should get out of the podcast. You should do
it. We don't know for certain that we're not both up for the same part.
Arnie, can you go back to your boss and find out?
I'm my own boss, man.
Can you talk to yourself?
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a pond over there if you want to look at your reflection.
Okay, I'll be back. Hey, boss man. Yeah, what's up? So, I'm up for this part in the play, of course. I mean, that's not a surprise. People are really always want me to be in plays, I imagine. They just don't know how to get in touch with me because I'm in this magical land. I can see that. Thank you. I said I would ask you about getting the time off, from what I don't know, to do this play. I kind of don't want to be available. I'm certainly not emotionally available. Let's unpack that. Why do you feel like you're not emotionally available to this play? I just feel like it's going to suck. Honestly, this is not my kind of role. I think I'm waiting for a production that's a little more physical, that uses my physicality, like an action thing. An action thing? Really? Like an action movie type thing? Like a play.
Usador.
Yeah.
This is incredible. I mean, these two monologues, they're certainly in conflict with one another. This is beautiful. You wrote this?
Yeah, just a couple minutes ago. And the whole point of it is that each actor should be trying to win the play.
Wow. Oh, the second act is starting?
So I've been looking over this point system that you've concocted. And oh, hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Am I the one standing over the lake, or am I the one in the lake? Because we've been doing this so long that I can't tell if I'm the reflection or you're the reflection. I think I'm the real
one.
Wow. Really? Because I think I'm the real one. And it concerns me that you're so positive that you're the real one.
I feel like I could have played that reflection so much better.
I know.
But, hey, you had to cast how you had to cast.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to go with your gut.
Have you ever... Now, reflection. Wait, hold on. Don't call me reflection, you motherfucker. Okay, other Arnie. No, you're other Arnie. All right. Do you ever feel like... Maybe this is...
You're both other Arnie.
What? We were both supposed to say that at the same time. It would have been pretty cool. Let's try it again.
We'll get it in post.
What? That was closer. That was so close. What? Why did you say what? What I was going to say is, have you ever thought that maybe you're not just saying things, that you're part of a play that was written by a fucking doofus?
Hang on.
It's occurred to me.
Whoa.
Because I feel like the things we're saying are especially dumb.
Whoa, Yuzor, this is so brave of you to write this sort of self-effacing, self-flagellating script.
I'm the hero we need.
Oh, the fourth act is starting.
So some crazy shit just went down in the last time we talked, which I'll just randomly call it the third act. And
I kind of give up at this point.
Seems a little meta and sloppy.
Okay, I'm going to throw a rock.
Whoa!
Sorry, I killed my co-star, guys.
Well, I knew you wanted an action thing, so I tried to write that to fit kind of like that desire to be that action hero. So like killing your own reflection with the rock thrown in the lake. I thought
it's like ego death.
Yeah, I don't know if it totally works, but...
It doesn't.
Well, thank you for being in my play, even though...
is the pay? What do I get paid for having done that?
What?
What am I getting paid? I know I should have...
Arnie, the play is the thing.
Did you hear me say it was a play?
If it was work, you'd get paid, but for play...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, how many actors do you know... That do plays.
Well, you'll be surprised to learn I've fallen for this trick before. I've been tricked into playing for free.
Wait a minute.
For years of my life.
Wait a minute, Usador.
Yeah.
Speaking of falling for a trick, how do we know that this is... How do we know that this is our buddy Arnie and not the reflection Arnie?
Oh, good question. That's a good question. Are you the reflection?
No.
Oh, that's just what the reflection would say. That's exactly what the reflection would say.
Ooh. Chun.
Yeah.
Poke your finger in him and see if there's a ripple.
Stop encouraging him to poke his finger in me. Because we know that's already a problem.
Poke your finger in him.
And see, guys, if there's a nipple?
Just look at me. You can tell. Just read my t-shirt. My t-shirt says, God Gib. Like it always says.
I think the letters on the t-shirt are backwards. I think it's the reflection.
God. Oh, it's supposed to say dog big. Maybe. Big dog. It's supposed to say big dog.
Say big dog. Big dog.
Oh, yeah. Arnie told us on Earth there's a popular shirt that says, if you can't run with the big dog, stay on the porch.
That's right. Well, regular
Arnie.
All right,
fine. I am the reflection, but there's nothing you can do about it.
I knew it.
Where's Arnie? What'd you do with him?
He's in the lake. He's part of the blue.
Fuck.
Wait, hold on. And this might be sort of an insects bug situation, but if the water is the blue, then what's the sky?
What?
If the water is the blue, if the earth is the green, right, the water's the blue, what's the sky? Isn't that also the blue?
Fuck. I don't know.
Fuck.
Have you guys ever noticed that the water and the sky and the atmosphere are the same thing?
I can agree with two of the three of those.
Which ones?
Water and sky.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, let's all agree that all the elements, if we were to put a name to them, earth, wind, fire,
mm-hmm,
air.
Do you remember?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think I remember. Earth, wind, fire, heart,
Samantha, and the city.
The city is its own element. It's like it's its own element.
You know what? You're right. The city is... You're right. That is a brilliant insight. Arnie, you should write plays. Sorry. Ripple, Arnie.
Mm-hmm.
You should write plays.
I did. I wrote you a play.
Oh, it's all wet.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Everything I touch is wet.
Okay. I think I got it. Looks like... Looks like... This is a twofer. You ready?
Oh, two-hander. So apart from me? Okay,
two-hander,
great.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This play is originally for Topher Grace. It's a twofer. But I think it...
Chris Topher.
But in a pinch, you two can do it.
Okay.
Okay. Get back in here and sit down and listen to what I have to say.
I won't, Father. I simply won't. I want to live in the water, for the water is the coolest place to live. And honestly... Water is the most important thing in the world. We should all respect water way more than we do. Water is God.
You'll live on the ground, like my father, and my father before him.
Man, shut up.
It's a short play.
I just thought that last line would really resonate with people.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Man, shut up. That is a good... That's a catchy... That's a brainworm.
I tried to pick the exact moment in the play when the audience would be so fed up that they would all yell, man, shut up, and it would, like, they would be blown away by the fact that the play was saying that at the same time as them.
Yeah.
Are you open to notes? I have one potential punch.
No, but I can't stop you.
No, you can't stop me. Great. Man, shut up is a great line, but what if he said something like, up your nose with a rubber hose?
That would ruin his nose.
That's not as cool as man, shut up.
You don't think it's as cool? Okay.
Well, hold on. The way I read it was, man, shut up.
It's partly Chunt's delivery.
That's how it's written. There's several A's in man. Man, shut up.
Yeah. Chunt, push him in the lake. Push him in the lake. Push him. Push him.
Whoa.
Pull Arnie back out. Pull Arnie back out.
Oh, dead body. Put it back. Keep looking for Arnie.
Where's Arnie?
Oh, it's the lady of the lake.
Hey, I'm Arnie.
Oh.
You're Arnie?
What?
That's the lady of the lake. She's doing a voice.
No, I'm a man. Named, what's that name again?
Lady of the Lake.
Lady of the Lake.
No, that's not me. What's the name of the person you think I am? You're trying to fish out of the water?
Arnie.
Yeah, that's me, Arnie.
Hey, no. Usador. Hey, Usador.
Yeah, yeah.
Did Arnie always have a size 26 waist, long, flowing blonde hair down to his asshole, kelp sort of interwoven in the strands of the golden hair, beautiful, beautiful blue eyes, long lashes.
Can I be perfectly...
36 C cup.
Can I be perfectly honest with you? I find it hard to look at Arnie for too long, so I'm not sure. It could be...
I'll take my chances.
I'm pretty sure you mentioned on a previous bonus episode that your first crush was the Lady of the Lake.
Yeah, maybe.
She almost made it into March Magic this year.
Yeah, I mean...
My hair keeps getting stuck in my asshole.
Yeah, she's definitely your type.
Pardon me, I couldn't help but notice that your hair keeps getting stuck in your asshole.
Yeah, she's definitely your type.
Pardon me, I couldn't help but notice that your hair keeps getting stuck in your asshole.
Oh, yeah? Thank you, Chris.
Did you call me Chris?
Yeah, what? No, I'm sorry. Did... Kerr? My little buddy Kerr.
I could live with Chris. That's fine.
Sure.
Sure.
Chris and Yerbird.
Yerbird?
My two friends, Chris and Yerbird.
Yerbird?
I think we live with that.
I mean, it's all right. I've had better nick. I have had a lot of better names. I'm known to the ladies of the lake as Yerbird.
Oh, you have sisters? I mean, Arnie, you have sisters? I know Arnie has sisters.
Yeah, I have sisters.
Ermagerd, you have sisters?
Ermagerd.
Are you going to make a fun of me?
No, it's Chris and Yerbird.
Chris and Yerbird.
No. All right, fine. You caught me. I couldn't hold up the charade any longer because I feel like it was cruel to your dumb minds. I am the Lady of the Lake. I'm not this...
Charade?
Erder?
Oh, you really had us going.
I thought so.
Lady of the Lake...
The only thing that gave me away is I got my hair stuck in my asshole.
Lady of the Lake, of course, I am Chunt. So nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
I've admired you from afar and close up and over there. I mean, you're like the coolest. And, you know, now that we caught you, of course, as per magical law, you have to give us the Sword of the Lake.
Oh. I would. I know that's law. But do you think I still have it? I mean, I've been caught before.
No. Oh.
I don't have the Sword of the Lake anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, I never thought about that. You, sir, I always thought, like, either repopulated or whoever had the sword, it disappeared and got a new owner.
It wouldn't be that special if I just kept making new Swords of the Lake.
I kind of figured that you went into hibernation to whoever had the sword died, and then the sword sort of magically reappeared in the lake, and you came back to consciousness. Is that not how it works?
There is a version, yes, but I don't go into hibernation. Like, you think that my whole life is about that sword? So when that person does die, the sword does revert back to me.
Okay.
But I just kind of do my own thing. I focus on my side projects.
Oh, what are you working on now?
I'm working on a play. Here's a script for each of you.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Interior setting, lake. We see a woman... She's in the lake. She has a sword, or used to, at least. One day it will return. Okay. I have the first line here. I am the Lady of the Lake.
Telegram.
Man, shut up. And that's all I have so far.
It's pretty good.
I like the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Are there enough A's in man?
I think you could always add more A's.
Okay.
Hey, since you don't have the sword, could we get our friend Arnie back?
He's probably drowned by now.
If I know Arnie, he's pretty resourceful. He'll have, I don't know, accidentally found a reed to breathe through or something.
Okay, I'll dive in the lake and see what I can find.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Love you.
Man, shut up.
Wow. She burned your ass good.
She said the lie. That's awesome.
That was great.
Awesome.
That was great.
I'm feeling Arnie. Like a... Arnie.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Why are you guys looking at the lake?
We thought you were in there.
I just wandered back to the tavern and had a drink or two.
Oh, fucking hell.
You had two drinks and walk back to the tavern and back here in that amount of time?
We are like 7 footsteps away from the tavern.
You are high as a kite. All you did was drink a beehive.
Ah, that's maybe why my tongue is swollen. It's been stung. Oh, man, did I go total poo bear?
Oh, Arnie, where are your pants?
Oh, bother.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The bee that stung your tongue, he's...
Please tell my wife I love her.
That bee is a lot like a bird.
Please tell my wife I love her, please.
Your wife? Who's your wife?
Well, she's somebody else's wife, but I love her.
Oh. She's somebody else's wife.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. You're a little hard to hear. you're in love with someone else's wife. You just stung Arnie, and you're about to die. What is this woman's name, or this bee's name?
Her name? I actually don't remember.
You don't? You're in love with her, you don't remember her name?
It's mostly physical.
If I explain what you look like to her, will she know you?
Yeah.
Okay, you're small.
Sort of, how are you going to describe what he looks like?
I was just going to get into it. You're small. You're yellow with black. You're yellow with black stripes. Or are you black with yellow stripes? Yellow with black stripes. Okay. You have wings.
Yeah.
Yellow stinger coming out of your butthole.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. But you did when she knew you.
Because he stung Arnie's tongue.
Right, but she knew
she would know. Yes, you're right.
She would know him with a stinger.
She knew him with a stinger. She got a stinger.
So wait.
I get any of that.
You're the one, you're worried about this woman that's someone else's wife.
Yes.
But you're the one that stung me, so you're the one that's going to die.
Yes, and I wrote a play about it. Please.
Good.
Perform the play.
Oh, those are tiny scripts.
They are. I can barely read these.
Can you magic them big or something?
Yep,
too big.
It's your fool, BB.
Just right. Mine turned into porridge.
Ooh.
Okay, well, Arnie can eat his script, and we'll try to do the play without him.
Okay, all right.
I'm making all the right moves.
You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and I've got to make love to you right now before I sting my way to my death.
Please, no. My husband is away on business, and if he saw you in our doorway...
Shh. Don't ever tell me anything about your husband or your name. I hope when I die, I don't know a thing about you.
Wow. I love a man who knows how to ignore my husband. Come inside the hive.
Oh, the Commodore's coming in. That would have been Arnie, but it turned into porridge.
He's got a lot of lines.
Okay.
Monologue. Aside, monologue.
Yes, Commodore.
This is good porridge.
Oh, and then, Commodore has the last line.
All right, just read this line off my script.
Hey, man, shut up. I don't want to read it.
Oh, wow, pretty good. I could lose the hay in the I don't want to read it, but otherwise, very good.
You're giving me my final wish. Now, I can die in peace. Just kidding, I don't have to be the star. I got free feedback, motherfuckers!
Oh, wait. Oh, you're fine.
You say you got free feedback?
Yeah, it was just a trick to get us to read his play.
Fucking weirdo.
I bet we're not getting paid anything.
We would have read his script and given him notes anyway, right?
Yeah,
we love
absolutely.
Giving notes.
For all we know, none of this is happening.
What a weird pervert writing a script about coming in a beehive.
Arnie, what do you think honey is, my dear good sir?
What? That's become?
It's becoming.
Wait a second. That is the I'm looking at the script. The title is Becoming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think Become is attached for the movie version.
It's
hard to get become unattached. It's sticky.
Do you think who come or come ha? Which one do we think is better?
Come ha! Chun, I just want to commend you on your excellent character work in that last play.
I want to commend you on your excellent character work. I feel like
thank you.
I believe that you were from the south of Foon.
Yeah, from a hive in the south of Foon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, those southern bees sure have a lot of particularities, a lot of peccadilloes, just a lot of unique folksy sayings.
Sure, yeah. Ani, do you think any of this happened?
Do you think the three of us are just lying still on the grass, staring up at the night sky, and we just imagine this all happened?
Maybe this is crazy, and maybe this is a Morglorb talking. Is it possible that the three of us are just three different middle-aged men in separate homes talking into microphones over some kind of conveyance, some kind of digital conveyance?
What the fuck?
I suppose anything's possible.
Fuck?
What? Do you think that's possible?
Listener, do you think that's possible?
Addle, do you think that's possible?
I don't know, Matt. Do you think that's possible? Arnie, do you think that's possible?
Arnie, do you think that's possible?
My name's not Arnie.
What?
It's Mary Stuart, Middle Elizabeth, Master Antonio.
All of them.
Whoa! Did we have a three-way hallucination?
Nice.
I believe we did.
I saw John's eyebrows go up when I said,
"Artie, you were there, and you said, you were there, and that bee was there.
That bee was there, and that lake was there.
Yeah." Those scripts were there, those scripts that are kind of laid out on the grass there. What else? What
and
else
these
was there?
Birds and insects and bugs were there.
Yeah.
Three very distinct categories.
The two empty glasses from that are laying there on the grass from the tavern were there because Arnie drank. I think this all happened.
Huh.
Oh, shit.
But where did the bottle of Morglorb go? And the spoon? It's gone. Did we ever do drugs at all?
Oh, whoa. Oh, you said Arnie. Whoa, wake up. Whoa. Whoa. What a weird nap.
Yeah. Oh.
Guys, did we have a bad bit of beef? Or cheese?
I think so.
Oh, I think we had food poisoning.
And why are we in a Holiday Inn in San Antonio?
Well, because the Ramada was full, dumbass.
That's true.
So is Arnie still Arnie? Ugh, best not to think about these things too much. Shunt the Talking Badger was played by Addle Rafai. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. This episode was produced by Matt Young, post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz, associate producer Anna Hoverman, special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. This episode was edited by Sage GC, logo by Allard Laban, Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. If you love this, it's high time you joined the Magic Tavern Patreon. Come on! As a patron, you're entitled to some exciting, exclusive content, including two new bonus episodes every month, a monthly newsletter from the hosts, the full back catalog of bonus content, and ad-free versions of the main show. Plus, additional benefits like a monthly newsletter, access to the Magic Tavern Discord, including a quarterly meet and greet, and early access to live events. Pretty sure I said at least some of that twice. You get all this for just $5 a month, so do your part by supporting this independently produced podcast. Learn more at patreon.com/magictavern. That's it for a while, babies. Don't forget, Bootleg Craig loves you. Oh, yeah. Is that weird? It's weird, right? I'm gonna go.